Once again, good morning all. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share with you our concerns. As you know, we are here on a mission, and that mission is to make known our plight of Christians in the Middle East, and especially in the countries that we come from, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, but the entire Middle East. We would like to think of ourselves as the indigenous people of the Middle East, of that area. We were there before Islam for 500 years as Christians, but also for thousands of years before Christianity. In particular, the three churches that are represented here with the Assyrian Church of the East, the fourth, we are the indigenous people of that land, of Mesopotamia, of northern Iraq, of Syria, of Lebanon. Our history is deep. However, we have a real fear that very soon we will not be there anymore. We will not be there for many reasons, but we see that we are threatened by the wars that started there during the last 10, 15 years, but also now by the migration of our people to the West. We feel that the West in general, we cannot, of course, include everybody, but we cannot generalize, but in general, I would say West is not interested in our plight as Christians of the Middle East. And I'm talking mainly about politicians here. Of course, we appreciate the prayers and the support we get from the Christian brothers and sisters in Europe, but we don't feel, we fear on the agenda of the politicians. Therefore, what has been happening in the Middle East did not take in particular interest in our situation. We have been criticized and accused of supporting this regime and that regime, but we are struggling to survive there. We are struggling to survive as Christian communities there. I come from Syria. I live in Old Damascus. I was in the States for 18 years, and I went back in 2014 during the war. And I went back to live in Syria with the church there after being elected as patriarch. And I was able to see the situation from outside when I was in the States. And then when I went there, and it only confirmed my fears that we Christians have not been understood by the West in general because of the politics of the situation, but also because of the of the media in general. There are reports that do not do justice to us, who are again trying to survive in their own homeland. Syria, we hope, is recovering little by little from the war situation, although we are very aware of the situation in Idlib and in the eastern parts of Syria, where the American presence with the Kurdish control are making very difficult for our people to continue to live there because of the pressure that is exerted on them in their daily life. But we hope that Syria will be recovering soon. And what we look forward is to be able to continue to live in our land with dignity, with equality, based on principle of citizenship, where all people have obligations and have rights also. That's our hope. We would like to live in peace with our Muslim neighbors. We've been together for centuries, not always peacefully, but in general. But in general, we learned how to live with each other. And in recent years, we were together under a secular government that was making religion as private matter and not interfering in, not allowing religion to interfere in the government, which is a good thing for us. Therefore, the best situation for us is to continue to live under a secular government, to separate between religion and the affairs of the state. That has been the case for the last several decades. And our biggest fear was that in changing the government, we may end up under religious government. Doesn't matter if it's a Muslim or a Christian, a religious government is not good news for us. It's not good. We'd rather have secular government which respects all religions, but does not allow religion to interfere in the affairs of the country politically. We are here to meet His Excellency the Chancellor and to see how the Austrian people can help us, Christians of the Middle East, to stay there and to continue to live in our own land. And it's an opportunity also for us to thank the government of Austria for their concern, and especially that the Chancellor is the head of the European Union. Austria is heading the European Union. Therefore, we believe His Excellency and the Austrian people can make a real difference when it comes to to the policies of Europe in the Middle East, and to especially pay attention to our plight and to make sure that we continue to live in our homeland. Thank you.